بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to our series, The Shadows. And today, inshallah, we will have a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he did amazing job in the battle of Al-Ahzab, the battle of Trench, or the battle of Al-Khandaq. And this companion, his name, Na'im ibn Mas'ud Al-Ashja'i Al-Ghatafani. Sayyiduna Na'im, he was the man loves to do illegal things before he become a Muslim. He used to go to Jews in Medina, in Yathrib, to drink over there and to have fun before Islam. And he had a good relation with Bani al-Nadir and Bani Qurayza in Medina, in Yathrib. And when the time arrived that for the 5 year after migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Quraysh get lost in battle of Uhud, and they would like to take revenge and to fight against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions. And what happened? The Jews, or the Jews in Medina, they went to Mecca and they called them out, come to fight against Muhammad and we will support you. We will defend you. We will fight with you. And they went also to other tribe, which is Ghatafan. Ghatafan, this is, you know, northeast of Medina. The location today is the capital city for Saudi Arabia, which is Riyadh. And they went to this tribe also, and they called them out, come to fight against Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we will support you, we will defend you, we will fight against Muhammad with you. And they called Ghazwat al-Ahzab, or the battle of Al-Khandaq, the trench. And they gathered themselves, all of them, and they came to fight against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had an urgent meeting, and he asked his companion, what should we do right now? And Sayyiduna Salman al-Farisi, you know, he's not an Arab, he's from Persia, Bilad Faris. And he gave suggestion to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, we used to live in Persia. When somebody attack us, we will make a trench around our city. Kunna idha husirna khandaqna. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amazed with the new idea. Nobody heard about this idea in Arab peninsula before. And he encouraged the companions to dig the trench around Medina. And when the army of Mushrikeen arrived into Medina, they were surprised. They found a big trench. They cannot jump into Medina, and they stay outside Medina. And our hero tonight, he wasn't Muslim for this moment. And he was sleeping during the night with the rest of the army of Mushrikeen, you know, from Quraysh, from Mecca, from Ghatafan, from all the tribes around Medina. They made the decision to come together and to just eliminate Muslims and kill all of them in one time. And he was sleeping during the night, but he couldn't sleep. And he talked to himself, what I'm doing right now, it's not right at all, because we have, when somebody you know, lost his right, we will fight to return his right back to him. When we have somebody, you know, doing some oppressions, we're going to fight to stop him. But why I joined this army to fight against innocent people, against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He wasn't Muslim. You can just pay attention for that. But, you know, he was talking to himself. What is the purpose for all these armies to come and to fight against innocent people? They did nothing. And he told himself, I have to correct my life right now. And he decides to go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to testify there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah. And he went during the night and he reached out for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him, O Messenger of Allah, I'm so sorry. I had bad intention to join the army to fight against you and your companions, but I realize this is not the right way, but I came now to testify there is no one right, there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, and that you are the last final messenger of Allah. And now just he accepted Islam recently, and he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me, what can I do to help you out? He's a single person. And I forgot to mention the army of Mushrikeen, 10,000 people. And the army of Muslims in that time, almost 3,000 from all the companions inside Medina. When we look at the map in that time, we have Quraysh and Ghatafan outside Medina. And we have Bani Qurayza inside Medina. And we have the hypocrites, subhanallah, in that battles, we have a lot of hypocrites, a lot of munafiqeen, and all these groups come together and make a very difficult situation for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And Sayyiduna Naim ibn Mas'ud, he came to Prophet Muhammad and he testified and he converted to Islam. And he asked Prophet Muhammad, what can I do to help and to expiate my sin? And I had bad intention, and now I become a Muslim. I really would like to help Muslims' army. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told him, Oh Naim, you only one person. Just if you can make people down and make, you know, a dispute between them, إنما أنت رجل واحد خذل عن الناس. Make them down. That's it. إنما الحرب خدعة. Indeed, the war is a trick. That's it. And he got the message. Now just he accepted Islam a few minutes ago. And he went to Bani Qurayza. You remember in the beginning of the lecture, I mentioned that Sayyiduna Naim ibn Mas'ud, he had a good friendship with the Bani Qurayza and Bani al-Nadir, the Jews people. He used to go over there before Islam and to have fun, to drink over there and to have, you know, even a relation with the women over there, to pay a lot of money and, you know, to feed his desires. But now he became a Muslim and he went to Bani Qurayza inside Medina, and he told them, Oh, Bani Qurayza, you know that I love you, and we have a good friendship together. They said, yeah, we trust you. And he told them, I heard that the people of Quraysh and the people of Ghatafan, my tribe, the people of my tribe, they told each other, we came from outside Medina, and we will fight against Muhammad and his companions. If we win, we will earn the benefits. If we lose, we're going to run away outside Medina. But you are inside Medina. You are living with Muhammad, peace be upon him, inside Medina. If Muhammad win, he will kill you because you will support the disbelievers against Muhammad and his companions. And they asked him, What do you suggest for us? And he told them, when the people of Quraysh ask you to fight, to start the fight, tell them, we will not fight with you unless if you give us a few people from each tribe as a rahain or as a hostages to keep with us, because we do not trust you guys. And he went out to talk to people of Quraysh and the people of Ghatafan. And he told them, you know that I'm a good friend with you guys. And I heard that the people of Bani Quraidah, they had bad plan. They regret that they will fight against Muhammad. And they went to Muhammad and they asked him to forgive them. And they told him, we're going to prove that we are honest with you. When the people of Quraysh ask us to fight, we will ask them for a few leaders from their tribes to give you and to make sure that we are regretting for what we did against you. And now the people of Bani Quraidah, they will not trust the people of Quraysh and they will not trust the people of Ghatafan. And the same idea, Abu Sufyan, he was a leader of the army of Mecca, and he sent his son to Bani Quraidah to ask them, O Bani Quraidah, we have a plan to fight tomorrow against Muhammad. They had a camp almost for 21 days, and they were surrounding Medina. No one is able to enter or to go out of Medina. It was almost disaster for the companions because there is no supplies, there is no food. No one is able to go out or to go in. Just to make it short, to highlight for our hero tonight, Sayyiduna Naim ibn Mas'ud. When Abu Sufyan sent his son to encourage the Jews inside Medina, we're going to fight together tomorrow against Muhammad because we are tired. It's 3 weeks. It's more than enough. And the people of Jews, they told him, tomorrow is Saturday and we are not allowed to fight on Saturday. And this is the first one. And the second one, also, we are not starting fight with you guys unless if you bring few people, leaders from your tribe to keep them with us as a hostages. Oh, now the idea clear. And when the son of Abu Sufyan returned back and take the answer of Bani Quraiza, and Abu Sufyan said, Sadaqa Naim. You know, Naim, our friend, he is a truthful man because he warned us that the Jews has bad plan against us. And he told his people, we're going to go to Mecca again. And in that night, Allah sent upon them a very severe wind, you know, destroyed their tents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to support Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abu Sufyan told his people, I will not stay anymore. I have to go back to Mecca and we will not fight. And this is only the action of a single man. What do we do to protect our Islam or to convey the message of Islam? Sayyiduna Naim ibn Mas'ud, he was a single man and he destroyed the whole army of mushrikeen because he spread disputes between them, and he only one man. Look at yourself, oh my brothers and my sisters. What did we do to spread the news about Islam, to convey the message of Islam, to help people out to learn about the last final religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for mankind? And this is our message today. Sayyiduna نعيم ابن مسعود الأشجعي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He was a single man, but he did more than the whole army of Muslimin. Subhanallah. by himself, and this is how when Allah subhanahu when the companions when they heard about the story of Sayyidina Salman, when he told them, we used to dig the trench around our city, and the Al-Ansar, they said, Salman minna. Salman, he is one of us. And Muhajirin, they said, no, Salman minna. And the immigrant, they said, Salman is one amongst us. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salman minna al al-bayt. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title that Salman, even he is from Persia. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salman minna al al-bayt. Salman is one of my own family, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is, you know, our chance today to learn about our beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us stay firm in our religion, convey the message of Islam as much as we can, and may Allah help all of us to practice Islam and to be true Muslims. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.